Fumi Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. From all across the country, we're getting similar reports. Huge crowds at the gun shows. Gun stores selling out to the bare walls. This gun control agenda to trick us out of our guns by waving dead children at us didn't work. And I'm sure the completely out-of-touch federal government are scratching their heads saying, boy, that's weird. It worked down after Port Arthur. Why isn't it working anymore? Why don't the people believe us? Because you lied to us so much. We've caught you in whopper after whopper after whopper, and you're wondering why you've got a credibility crisis? You know, the real danger of that, if there were a real crisis, something real, and the government needed to get the American people to move to the left, geographically, not politically, we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't dare take the chance of being made a fool of again. And that basically means, and this gun grab failure proves it, the U.S. government has lost its ability to manipulate public opinion. So has the corporate media. They've hoisted on their own petard on this one. Let's see, the three-day Nation's Gun Show at Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia. Record crowd, record biggest crowd ever showing up there. Now, Dick's Sporting Goods was one of the stores that basically said, oh, guns are bad. We're not going to sell guns any longer because that's what the government wants. And now their customers are threatening a class action lawsuit because apparently Dick's Sporting Goods not only stopped selling guns within their store, which is their right, it's their store, but they basically canceled all the gun orders that had been placed even before Sandy Hook happened. And that they're not allowed to do. They're not honoring contracts entered into. And so people are calling for a boycott of Dick's Sporting Goods. I support that. And I hope they do the class action lawsuit as well. Because not just in this case, but other retail outlets have evolved a very, very arrogant attitude toward customers. Like, you're a necessary evil. We have to put up with your smelly sweat so we can get money from you. But we don't owe you anything beyond that. I used to go through that with Best Buy. Now they're on the verge of collapse. Good. But retail seems to have forgotten customers are kind of essential to what they're doing. And you have to treat them with respect and kindness and fairness, or they're going to go someplace else. Now, getting back to the gun issue. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, apparently frustrated that we would not turn in our guns voluntarily when the bloody shirts are waved at us, is now talking about a forced confiscation program. In other words, it's not optional, and we're not going to buy the guns back. We're simply going to knock on your door, and we're going to take your guns away from you. And that, of course, is the real agenda, to disarm the American people before the American people realize what all this new fiscal cliff stuff really means and how badly it's going to slam them. Because these money junkies can't back off. It's not even a question of won't. They can't. They're addicted. If they're not getting a regular infusion of hundreds of thousands of other people's dollars every single day, they go into withdrawal. And they won't back off, and that means somewhere down the road, we're going to see austerity riots here in the United States of America. And the last thing the money junkies or the government wants are Greek-style austerity riots involving an armed population. That's what they're really afraid of. You know, a little interesting thing. The United States government killed more children at Waco, Texas, than died at Sandy Hook. Nobody seemed very outraged about that in the corporate media. We certainly were out here in America. We, the people, were horrified by this. The media's attitude is, they deserved it. They were religious nuts. They had it coming. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to go back and reprise the situation at Waco, Texas, especially for our new listeners who may not remember that story. There was this church down there, the Branch Davidians. And they had their own little sort of church enclave, including dormitories where they actually lived there. And there's nothing wrong with that, free exercise of religion. And when David Koresh took over the Branch Davidians, he discovered that his predecessor had been financing this church with a meth lab on the grounds. So David Koresh called the local drug enforcement and said, there's a meth lab here. I don't want it. Come get it. So the police came in, they destroyed the meth lab, and in order to finance their little church, they decided they were going to get into the gun repair business. Now, this is Texas. Everybody has guns down there. And the Branch Davidians basically went around to gun shows, and they would look for guns that were not in a good state of repair. And they would buy them very cheaply. Bring them back. They had a little gun repair shop that they were running where they'd rebuild the guns, repair them, or they'd take parts from two guns and make one working gun. Then they would go back out to the gun shows and they'd sell the guns. And it was all perfectly legal. Now, the government made a big deal about how they had guns in a church. That's how they were making their money. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a perfectly legal profession to be a gunsmith. Now, the reason this thing got ugly, and you need to understand, a week before the raid on the Branch Davidian compound by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, David Koresh and the local sheriffs went out shooting together, which they did all the time. Koresh would bring some of the more exotic weapons they had. The sheriffs would bring the bullets, and they'd go target shooting together. They were all friends. But the BATF was facing serious opposition in Congress. They had been granted law enforcement powers, and they had gone on a whole series of highly embarrassing raids where they were kicking down the wrong doors. They were shooting innocent Americans who thought their homes were being burglarized. And people were starting to say, we need to cut the BATF's budget back. And the BATF needed a publicity win. They needed a big, fancy raid that they could say, see, you need us. And so they picked on the Branch Davidians because they've got guns. It's a church, but they've got guns. And so they set up this raid, and then they made their big mistake. They invited the media to come along and take pictures, because what they really wanted was the press to prove to Congress they were necessary. They were out there fighting the evil of guns in the hands of churchgoers. And one of the local media people called David Koresh and said, are you aware you're about to be raided? So the BATF shows up. Koresh opens the door to talk to them, and that was when he got shot. And it deteriorated from there. The BATF was clearly in the wrong. The FBI took over. They didn't want anybody surviving this to come out and say, hey, we didn't do anything. The BATF just shot us up for no reason. And that's why they basically gassed this entire church with a poison gas that's illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war, and then burned the place to the ground. Bulldozed it 6 inches of soil down, buried it all in an undisclosed location. And if you look at the photos of the bullet holes in the front door of the Branch Davidian Church, they're all inbound. There are no bullet holes coming out from the outside. There are no bullet holes in those canvas horse trailers parked out front that the BATF rode to the raid in. And if you look at the Branch Davidian's armory, their gun workshop, the guns are all still stored against the side of the wall, even as the ash from the fire settled down over them. And the reason for that is very simple. All of the working firearms were out of the church that day at gun shows being sold. Everything that was still inside the church wasn't working. It was source of parts, things that still hadn't been repaired yet. And we need to be outraged about this, because the U.S. government murdered more children at that church than Adam Lanza shot at that school. And nobody in the corporate media expressed any outrage at all. They bent over backward to make it sound, oh, yeah, the government was right to go in and kill all those women and children. And one more thought. When you're murdered by gunfire, when you die by gunfire, it's fairly quick. Being gassed to death with CS gas mixed with methyl chlorate is a long, drawn-out, hideously painful way to die. We're going to go to the phones here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Just hang with me there, brother. You know, that Dianne Feingold is putting a bill, I saw.
You mean Feinstein?
Congress. Yeah. Just bear with me because I'm in bad weather, but to take away the assault rifles and all that. And now you were just talking about this coo-hoon out in East saying, well, you guys, you ain't getting that vomit that you're throwing at you, sucking it up and eating it, so you become dumber. Michael, this is a very touching point in our history right now. And it's a touching point like you've been talking about the Second Amendment. And God bless you. The Second Amendment in stone, just like the First Amendment freedom of speech. And I think this is really going to, as we go into this new year, we are really going to see the test of America. And I just hope and pray like you, Mike, that it rides out like the Soviet Union. But when you start saying, well, you guys don't have a choice of your guns anymore, boy, oh boy, this could excite the hornet's nest. And we got to be prepared for it. But, Michael, thanks for taking my call, brother. Happy New Year, and have a safe one. And I'll pray, brother.
All right, and Scott, I'm sorry, but your call was really, really breaking up, and we need to find some way for you to call into the show where we can really hear what you're saying, because it seems every time you call into the show, we're having the same issue. So we've got some tech matters to settle. You're absolutely right. Cuomo can be out there screaming about, we're going to confiscate all your guns, but that's what led to the battles of Lexington and Concord and the start of the American Revolution. So they're courting a disaster. And like I said, I do not want the American people to start shooting at the government. But when the government starts shooting at you to confiscate your home, your gold, your silver, your children, we need to preserve our right to shoot back in defense, because that's what the Second Amendment is all about. Over in Great Britain, a 60-year-old man is critically ill in the hospital after being injured in what's called a trolley rage incident at a store. Apparently, this woman was pushing the what they call a shopping cart and just decided to bash this guy several times. So now we must have a ban on shopping carts. It's a trolley ban. Trolleys are used in these crimes of aggression, and we must ban these. Same thing with baseball bats. You're more likely to be killed with a baseball bat in the United States than an assault rifle. Where's the call to ban baseball bats? You know, where's the call to have the World Series played with wiffle bats instead of those heavy, lethal wood and aluminum bats? That's how silly this whole situation gets. Interesting article coming out of Al Jazeera. The Israel lobby should not have veto over U.S. president's cabinet. They're absolutely right. Why does what a foreign government want have any bearing at all on who the president chooses for his cabinet? That cabinet is supposed to represent the best that we have to take care of the United States of America. How dare Israel intrude in our internal politics? How dare our government tolerate it? How dare our media cover it up? That's really what it comes down to. Israel coming in and telling us how to live our lives. Now, when the U.S. does it to other countries, like when they overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran, those Iranian people are very angry about that. That's what led to the revolution of 1979. Should we not be as angry and ready for a revolution against our occupying power? Especially when they're this overt about it, this in our face. Remember that horrible experience we had during the Democratic Convention earlier in the year, where they wanted to change the platform to please Israel, and the Democratic Party's own elected delegates voted it down, and the Democratic leadership said, they're just going to do what they want to do. It's passed. We declare it. Mahi dictum est sine die. We're an occupied nation. We're occupied by Israel. We have a Vichy government in Washington, D.C. Enough is enough is enough. It's time to join the resistance against that Vichy government. Meanwhile, over in California, the legislature just passed that bill equating student activism with anti-Semitism. Didn't even have a debate. Just passed it right on through. This is getting to be a real nasty habit all across the country. To basically say that criticism of the government of Israel is anti-Semitic. No, it isn't. It's criticism of the government of Israel because of the way the government of Israel acts. I actually caught some of this from my Coast to Coast show. I had mentioned Israel once peripherally in regard to the petrodollar crisis. And immediately, you're an anti-Semite saying that Israel attacks all these neighboring nations, which is a historical fact and you can't deny it. But Israel's attacks on their neighboring nations has nothing to do with their race or ethnicity. It is a policy of the Israeli government, and it is thus open to criticism. That's what the First Amendment is about. We're allowed to criticize governments, any governments. We have more freedom to criticize the government of the United States than we do the government of Israel in this country right now, and that should tell you something. But can you imagine if we were talking about the Nazis, and all of a sudden somebody calls in and says, you're just being anti-Aryan. Hitler's not doing anything all that wrong. You just hate the German people. And we would laugh at such silliness. And yet Israel gets away with it all the time. And you need to go over to Democracy Now! Amy Goodman has this wonderful video interview of an ex-Israeli minister who admits it's a trick. They scream anti-Semitism when they can't actually answer a question. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a couple of follow-ups on the gun situation. I just put up a video at whatreallyhappened.com. This is from 1995, where Eric Holder is stating people need to be brainwashed to give up their guns. They need to be brainwashed to think negatively about guns.
Guns are bad. We got to get rid of the guns. Guns are bad.
And yet, the U.S. government certainly doesn't seem to think that way. Look at all that ammunition they're buying for all these federal government employees. Which I don't think is really going to work. Can you imagine somebody who works at the National Weather Service being willing to man the barricades against an enraged American people? I think after it's all over, we're going to take all those government guns and going to sell them surplus with the advertising copy, never fired, only dropped once. And I got some emails from people saying, do you really think that the American people with a couple of hunting rifles can stand up against the machine guns of the military? Well, it's not as out of balance as you might think. Because people with machine guns, they just sort of spray a lot of bullets and hope they get lucky and hit the target. But hunters, and especially people who hunt black powder, where you get only one shot, you learn how to put that shot where you want it to go. when I was still shooting regular with my black powder Hawken, I could hit what I was aiming at with iron sights, no scope, out to about 1,000 feet. So people who are used to dealing with limited amounts of ammunition are by and large going to be far more accurate shooters than those who just put in the clip, go to rock and roll, and hose down an entire neighborhood, which is what the U.S. mentality, the U.S. government mentality seems to be. By the way, a little flashback story here, and I need to find, oh, here we are. This was back in 2010, but it's just a reminder of the hypocrisy that we have from the government. Longtime anti-gun advocate, State Senator R.C. Soles, who wants to ban guns for people, shot an intruder in his own home. And that's the attitude. We see it with Dianne Feinstein. She's out there saying, if I could get 51 votes in the Senate, I'd ban all guns. She carries concealed. If this is really about guns being bad, then Dianne Feinstein ought to surrender her weapon. We ought to simply hang a sign out front of the U.S. Congress gun-free zone and everybody will be safe. Right? Right? Going deaf out there. All righty, let's see. I think we have a call coming on the line here. I'm waiting to see who it is and we're going to go to the phones. No call. All right, my mistake. Let's see. But getting back to Israel, as you know, they're coming up on their elections the 23rd of next month. And for a while, the ultra-Orthodox Shah's party was preparing to run on this idea of getting rid of the blacks in Israel. And it's backlashed on them to the point where they're actually shelving campaign commercials they already bought and paid for. Now, you need to understand something about the blacks in Israel. These are Ethiopian Jews. Under Israel's right of return, anybody in the world who is Jewish can come live in Israel. But apparently some Jews are more equal than others. And the influx of African immigrants has started to make a lot of people very unhappy. They're calling them infiltrators, even though they're coming in through Israel's heavily guarded borders. Through all the checkpoints, they're being allowed in, and they're trying to make that. But because of the backlash, because of the obviously racist overtones, they're pulling back from that campaign platform. Now, if you had a political party here in the United States of America saying, I'm running on the promise that if I win, I'll get all the blacks out of the United States, what would happen to that candidate in that party? And yet, this is legitimately, you know, a policy over there in Israel. You know, Israel's the promised land for the Jews as long as you're white. Now, as you know, since the United Nations recognized Palestinian statehood, Israel has accelerated their plans to bulldoze Palestinian homes and build new Jews-only homes on the same land. And they are being taken to court because Palestine is now a state. And the Israel's high court is now saying that Palestinians whose homes are slated for demolition have to pay 2,500 shekels, I'm sorry, 52,500 shekels to pay for the delay in the demolition while the court waits to hear the case. In other words, yes, you can take us to court to challenge the demolition, but you're going to have to pay 52,000 shekels to hold off the demolition. Talk about a rigged system. And I think the fact that Israel's government is at least as corrupt as that of the United States of America is illustrated by the fact that the former Israeli foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, has been indicted for fraud. I can't wait to see him doing the perp walk. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go to the phones. First of all, we had a caller off air asking me about the Democracy Now! Video with the former Israeli minister saying that screaming anti-Semitism is just a trick to get people to shut up when they ask questions Israel does not want to answer. And I just put that video up at the main page at whatreallyhappened.com, so you can go over there and you can play it for yourself. And that's basically it. If you ask a question Israel doesn't want to answer, they shout anti-Semite. You know, what about the U.S.'s liberty? Oh, you're an anti-Semite. What about, stealing Palestinian land? Oh, you're being an anti-Semite. What about Rachel Corrie? Oh, anti-Semite, 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 and then on and on and on and on. All right, back to the phones here. Johnny in New York. Aloha, Johnny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I heard your podcast on the AM. Congratulations. It's great to have somebody like you on board on an AM station to wake some of the listeners up, you know. And do you have any plans to be going back to the AM station?
John indicated that he was going to have me back, but of course, Coast to Coast is owned by Clear Channel or influenced by Clear Channel, and so I wouldn't bet any money that's going to happen. But I understand from people writing into me that the podcasts have gone viral, and a lot of people are tuning in to listen to what I had to say. So we'll see what's going to happen. I know that Republic Broadcasting is working to get our own on the air AM and FM affiliates, and hopefully if they can achieve their fundraising goals, we can do that. But again, in the current nation, the money is all going to those who are willing to lie to support the money junkies, and those of us who are out there saying, hey, this nation is headed for disaster, you know, we're relying entirely on your donations.
Absolutely, so we all got to chip in. So,
yes,
yeah, I just wanted to say a quick thing or two about usury, because as the great Ezra Pound said, yet usury was the cause of war throughout history, and the issuance of usury was the central issue to understanding throughout history. He said, until you know who has lent what to whom and when, you know nothing of politics, nothing of history, nothing of international wrangles. And that's what we have, is we have a bunch of money junkies that are ready to send us to war, as you always say, to hide their, you know, financial fraud. And to have you on the AM station was great, Mike. To have maybe some people wake up to your great work. Now, everybody's not going to agree 100% with your work or anybody else's work, but I believe what you do here at Republic Broadcasting Network and at What Really Happened is so informative and so impressive, and much thanks and gratitude goes out to you, because you have standed up with your voice, using your voice as a sword or your pen as a sword. And that's what we all have to do, whether calling in, speaking up, broadcasting a show ourselves, writing articles, posting things to our email list, printing out pages to give to police officers, teachers, educators. We have to wake the masses of people up. Thomas Jefferson said, to educate and to inform the masses, that's the only sure reliance to the preservation of liberty. And that's what you do at What Really Happened. That's what you do at RBN.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words, and you're absolutely right. It is up to we, the people, to save this nation. Government clearly is not going to do it. The money junkies are not interested in doing it. Clearly, Israel could not care less if they parasitize us to death. It is up to we, the people, to get the message out there. Batman's not coming to save us. The Lone Ranger's not about to ride over the hill. It's up to us. We have to take action to save this republic from those who wish to see a new world order of global fascism come to power.
Absolutely. You know, in None Dare Call It a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, he writes that we have to be a floating university. We are the Achilles heel of these elites, or I call them the Jewish supremacists or the Zionists. Call them what you may. But this is what we have to do, folks. So let's be of good cheer as we end this year, and look for great forward to next year with great anticipation of exposing these people and their evil doers and deeds. Bless you, Mike.
Well, thank you very much there. And I think we're making progress. Like I said, the original war plan was to conquer Iran in 2008. We're now at the doorway of 2013. We've managed to seriously delay and derail their plans to this point. There's no reason to suspect we cannot continue to do that and try and head off this rush to a potentially nuclear world war to try and rebalance an unbalanceable banking system. And you need to remember, originally, Christianity, the Orthodox Christianity that came out of Rome, Council of Nicaea, forbade usury, because when the Christian organized church was being formed, it was a fresh memory of how usury and debt had been a major factor in the collapse of the Roman Empire. And they didn't want to see that again. And so the early Christians forbade usury. The Muslims still do. And it wasn't until the time of the Templars that usury was allowed again. The Templars got a special papal dispensation on the ban of usury and rose to immense wealth and power by lending at interest. And the Templars pioneered a lot of what current predatory banking practice actually is. Until finally, France was so deep in unpayable debt that Philip IV had to basically round them all up. He called them heretics, which back then was kind of a catch-all accusation, like terrorism is today. The U.S. wants to go after somebody. Oh, they're a terrorist. Kill them. And nobody asks what the motive beyond that is. But in the case of Philip IV and the Templars, it was because France was too deep in debt to the Templar banks to ever get out of debt again. So he simply rounded them up and killed them. And even though I count a Templar among my ancestry, and I take a small pride in that, considering what private central banking has done to the United States of America, the Templars didn't get half the kicking around they deserved. And we need to realize when early Christianity and Islam banned usury, it was for a very good reason. It wasn't just that some voice in the cloud said, you don't loan money at interest. They had seen firsthand with the collapse of Rome what this kind of financial system can do. An economy based entirely on debt cannot possibly work. And it never, ever has. So anyway, thank you very much for that. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike, and Happy New Year. And what's on my mind is how Feinstein can be concealed carry, but it's against the law for us.
And well, because she's important. She's a member of Congress, and we're just serfs.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought we were supposed to be their boss, according to the Constitution. And, you know, the other thing, too, is I can understand where these guys like Obama and Holder want to get guns off the street out of American hands for the simple reason that... That might infringe on their gun running fast and furious into Mexico with the drug cartels.
Well, that's definitely part of it. But what they're really concerned about is when the American people, even though they're spreading it out from now to March, when the American people realize what fiscal cliff austerity means for our lives, there are potentially going to be riots here, just like they had in Athens and Italy and Spain and all these other places. You know, we may go Cairo on Washington, D.C., and if we're an armed population, we're likely to succeed. And that's really what they're trying to head off. They can't possibly think of backing off, looting the people. They can't possibly think of making peace with the American people. Their only solution is to go on grabbing the wealth and trying to disarm us so we no longer have the option of saying no. And remember, we have this saying around whatreallyhappened.com. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. The Second Amendment is all about ensuring the American people maintain the right to say no.
Oh, I agree with you there, and I agree with you on the austerity that happened in Greece 3 years ago, and I was telling everybody that if you don't think it's going to come to America's shores, you're crazy. And you were just waiting for it to happen, and it's not too far off. In fact, John Moore mentioned something today, maybe by March of this year.
I agree. It's imminent. I'm surprised they've held it together this long. I really didn't think we were going to get to 2013 with the present banking system and government intact. But I agree it's absolutely imminent. Things are so bad in Greece right now that people can't even pay for their driver's licenses. They're having to basically give up driving and walk wherever they need to go because they can't even afford the driver's license fees anymore.
Oh, man, and I know they've had quite a bit, at least 25%, if not more, taken away from their retirement and, all of this other stuff. And, I mean, that's all coming here. And anything, I mean, I go back to what Lindsay Williams used to say, anything written on paper is only worth the paper it's written on. And that's exactly what we're involved in with a fiat currency. It's not backed by any silver, gold, anything of any type of wealth. And it just surprises me that people don't catch on with this stuff.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right about that. In the age when this nation was founded, there was still a sense of personal honor that your word was your bond and your name and reputation rested on how you treated other people. But in this days of public relations and mass media, the people who are in power figure, they can do whatever it is they want to do and count on the public relations and corporate media to cover up for them and make them sound like they're really good people, and they don't have to worry about their sense of honor any longer because honor is now a manufactured commodity rather than a personal aspect.
Yeah, that is same. That is very, very sad that, you know what, people don't go back to their morals or their word or anything else like that. Yeah, this whole world is corrupted like that, and I'm still going back to the idea that what if the sodium fluoride or the GMO or the vaccinations or the flu shots or any of this other stuff really has anything to do with that? I think it does. I think it changes people. I think it makes them for the worst.
Well, I would definitely agree with you on the fluoride. It's a mild tranquilizer. We know that drinking fluoride does not actually affect tooth cavities, so it may be added in the water supply specifically for its tranquilizing effect. As far as some of these others, some of it may be overt. A lot of it is just plain reckless disregard for health and safety on the part of the companies marketing these products.
Yeah, so they're all in it for the bottom line, the major buck, everything else like that. In fact, even I was told as recent as a couple of years ago in my trade, where you took pride in what you did it right the first time, the customer was happy, the owner was happy because the job was done, and you're going to get callbacks. Now it's hurry up and feces it in just so we can make money and get the heck out of there.
Yeah. And that's an inevitable aspect when the currency of a nation becomes so tight, everybody starts taking shortcuts and they accommodate the loss in quality, the unethical behavior. They sort of solve their consciences by saying, when things get better, I'll make it up somehow. And then they wind up never doing. And, you know, we're a society very hideously out of balance. I've got nothing against people making money. But for a society to operate, there has to be a balance with other priorities: health and safety, quality of life, quality of infrastructure. But right now, our entire society, our banking system, and our government is just 100% monomaniacally all about grabbing a little bit more of the money.
Yeah, and you got a whole bunch of them trying to stuff their pockets as much as they can until the final collapse, you know? And that's really sad, and they're hurting a lot of people. I mean, look at food stamps. Food assistance now is up, what, 48 million, 49 million people? Where I'm at, it's winter and it's cold, you know? So, you know, I'll tell you, it's just getting worse and worse. And a lot of people don't see it. Now, a lot of my good friends are sitting there defending the government for what they're doing. Yeah, it's not really right, but, you know, they have no other choice and everything else like that. Yeah, they do have a choice. When they campaign and say they're going to do certain things, we should be able to hold their feet to the fire that within 30 days, if you didn't start working on that certain thing that you made a campaign promise on, by God, we're gonna run roughshod over you, and we're gonna give you a 30-day more grace period, and then you're out. And then the other thing too is when, you know, we're not voting for one person in one party because it's actually one party, period. When there's a Republican and a Democrat, it's actually one party. We're voting for their administration. And what did Barack Obama do in 2008? What did he do? He got 10 or 11 people that were all dealing with Goldman Sachs at one time or another in their past history. There's something wrong with this picture. Well, listen, it was good talking to you. I got to get going, but I'll leave you with one other thing from the late, great Bill Cooper. And that's, I'm drawing a line in the sand, and when you cross that line, I will kill you. And I think that's what Americans got to start doing.
Well, I'd like to avoid it. I'd really like to avoid that. But at this point, you know, when and if it happens, I understand perfectly why it came about. And again, because I was seeking a peaceful way of nudging things back to the Republic, I'm dealing with a personal sense of failure here. Because it's obvious this government is going to pursue a world war to try and make the bankers happy, prop up the dollar again. And I understand the government is going to go on pushing the American people until the American people push back. And I don't like it, but I think that's the reality where we are right now. Thank you for the call, Jerry. I'm going to switch over to Ernie in Indiana. Aloha, Ernie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike, and happy new calendar Eve.
Yeah, thank you.
Say, this, by what I've been looking at, is this leadership is weepy and weak. They're pushovers, and it won't take much to get
not from our point of view.
I think they are. They smile too much. They weep too much. They can't put any of their policies into effect. They're done. What you're hearing is a lot of bluster and bluff.
No, I would definitely agree with that. We know our economy is extraordinarily fragile. They're lying, cheating, and stealing to keep it going. The moment there is a single collapse of any economy in Europe, Wall Street is going to be destroyed by those derivatives, those credit default swaps.
Yeah, and they're weaklings. They'll be the first ones to dash out the back door.
Of course they will. They'll take their money, they skedaddle down to the Caymans and spend the rest of their lives playing canasta with Ken Lay or something. And they'll just leave the American people to deal with the cleanup. But I think we can do that, and we need to start planning how we're going to do that so we don't have some carpetbagger come on in and try to sell us back into the same kind of slavery again for the next generation.
Yep. I've been looking at different economic systems, and a lot of it has to do with getting rid of the the money, the whole idea of money, and the whole idea of price systems. Because when
there has to be money. There has to be a medium of exchange. The question is whether the money is serving the people, which it was when the nation was founded, or if the people are coerced into supporting the money, which is what we've had since 1913. And obviously we need to go back to the system that works, where the government is issuing a value-based currency that supports commerce without accruing interest to a private bank. And as you probably heard from these quotes I was mentioning earlier, the banker's idea is that you cannot do anything in life without giving them a piece of the action. And that is enslavement. And we understand that rule by divine right and rule by slavery are illegitimate. It is time to recognize that rule by debt is equally illegitimate. It's just the latest in a long series of cons and swindles to entrap and exploit human beings.
Well, when I was referring to money, I was thinking about the classic idea of money.
Oh, credit. Definitely got to go back to cash and carry. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Ernie. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And under the category of idiocies, I have two stories. Olympic star Mo Farah, two-time gold-winning Olympic athlete, has gone public that he is often held by U.S. Customs TSA because he was born in Somalia. Two-time gold medal Olympian, and the U.S. government is giving him the thug treatment. Tell me how this guy could conceivably be on any terror watch list. If it's because he was born in Somalia, isn't that racial profiling? Isn't that supposed to be a bad thing? Now, here's another story. You are going to love this one. Many years ago, this man in Kansas agreed to donate sperm to a lesbian couple who wanted to have a child. And he did it for free. They offered him $50. He said, I'll do it for free. And he signed an agreement waiving all parental rights, said, it's not my kid, got nothing to do with it. And that was the end of it. Lesbian couple had the kid. Now they've fallen on hard times with so many Americans. They've had to go to the state of Kansas for assistance. Kansas is now going after the guy who donated the sperm for child support. This is how laws will be subverted in the quest for revenue. This is completely absurd. Completely absurd for them to be doing it. But that's kind of sort of the idiocy we're going to start seeing coming out of the courts. Like I mentioned earlier, the judge threw out the lawsuit against J.P. Morgan for silver manipulation. We're still waiting for anybody to be arrested over LIBOR, but this guy who donated sperm to a lesbian couple so they could have a kid, now they're going after him for child support. Somebody explain to me the rationality of that. This lesbian couple asked this guy, we want some of your sperm so we can have a kid through artificial insemination. And it's not your kid, you're not allowed to talk to him, you're not allowed to play with him, you're not allowed to know anything about him, he's not your kid. And the guy signs a paper and says, it's not my kid. The state of Kansas now says he owes child support. It's amazing here. Now, one piece of good news. A federal judge in California has rejected the Obama administration's effort to use secret arguments and evidence to defeat a lawsuit relating to the so-called no-fly list. U.S. District Court Judge William Alsup turned down a motion by the Justice Department to dismiss the lawsuit over various federal government agencies over her inclusion on the no-fly list. And the judge said, no, you can't have secret evidence and arguments. If you have a real legitimate reason why she should be there, present it in open court. We'll be back after station identification with Claire.